Welcome to Becoming God's Man Devotions for the week of July 31st. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Hebrews 10, 24, and 25. Why is fellowship important? What is the purpose of being part of a local congregation? I remember hearing a story that R.C. Sproul gave, telling of a pastor that while at a church picnic, talked to a member of his congregation that rarely attends. The guy told the pastor he didn't need the church. He was part of the universal church and doesn't need the local fellowship. The pastor then took a white-hot coal off the grill and set it aside. 10 minutes later, he told the guy that coal at one point was white-hot, but now, since it was not with the other coals, it has cooled off and become ineffective in what it was designed to do. That is what the author of Hebrews is talking about here. You see, when we are part of a local congregation, the fellowship with other believers helps to make us effective in doing God's will. I like how some translations will say that we are to provoke one another. You see, when we are in fellowship with other believers, we are constantly pushing and challenging each other to further deepen our relationship with Christ. Our faith should be such that when those around us encounter us, they want to be better in their faith, which in turn gets us wanting to do the same. A sort of one-upmanship in regards to deepening our faith, or a faith feedback cycle where our faith spurs on that of those around us, and their faith spurs us on. So which are you like? The useless piece of charcoal off to the one side, or part of the community fulfilling its purpose?